Now we'll do a little bit of Baruch Chaim. The Chava says in Siman Beis in Sif Vav that you should not go to Al Amos to give a rush. You're not to go to Al Amos to give a rush. Chava says a lashon like this. So, Vaisos from Mishmur speaks out in Sifkan Yir Aleph, and Tamir's Chassidus, even to go less than Dal Amos Ari Yamaka. And even based on Shina, when you're sleeping, you should sleep with a Yamaka. The Lashon of Rechaba Vaisos, that does not get to go down to go with Gilu Rosh. It's just Loyela. It doesn't say it's Asa. A person should not go without a yarmulke. So Vaisos is for Pashat Pshat Mechava. There's no Issa Gama to go without a yarmulke. However, in the Peskim is a big machlokes. The Mogen Avraham in Siman Tzadik Aleph Sifkan Gimel and the Bi'ur Agra in Siman Chesed Beis and the Bikur Yosef in Siman Beis Sifkan Beis, they say to wear a yarmulke is a minus chassidus, only minus chassidus. And there's no chiv at all. However, the Torah in Beis Yosef and Simchas, they learned it's an asur gama to go without the Gilui Reish. Isaac, the Gemara, they bring down that the Grah brings down, the Mogavon brings down the Gemara, that's talking when there was talking about wearing a hat. But Zichar, they wore a yarmulke under that. That's what the Turim Beis Yosef, that's the Turim Beis Yosef one. The Truma Mashal. Mashal is in Siman Ayin Beis. And the Taz brings it down in Siman Ches, Sifkan Gimel, that even according to Shittas, the hope is that Asmir Chassidus is only leaning to a Yam, is only Mir Chassidus, but it shouldn't be Mekah. Why? Because since a person goes to a Yamaka, he says, since we're noig, we shouldn't be mekel, because everyone's noig Issa. And someone's over at this, is over on Das Yehudis. The Taz says even further, Mashal. Taz says that with Manazer, since we live between Goyim, and the Derech of Goyim is the God of Gilui Rosh, so Meir is the Issa, the Raisa, of Chukosayim Leiselecho, if you go to Gilui Rosh. And the Shayan Tzion speaks out, and Sinanei Sifkot Yitzayim, the Bizmaneinu, Even the Groz Moida, that you have to go begin a rush. That's what the Bishatim speaks out. Even though the Groz says, we mentioned the Bi'ur Groz says, it's only means to see is no chiv to wear yarmulke, but the Bishatim speaks out, the Bizmaneinu, even the Groz Moida, that you have to go begin a rush. However, there are cases you're allowed to go without yarmulke. That's the place you want to go without yarmulke. The Bishatim, for some reason, the Shad Tzion has on the bottom, why it's not in the Mishbura Nalit, but it's in a few places of the Mishbura, but writes in the bottom, he has like an asterisk and he says, Levad, when he talks about wearing a yarmulke, the Mishbura speaks out, Yishzor Banach Tzion Shalosh Shalayvah Baruch Baruch Begula, no, where does it say it? He says, when it's a chayt to go, begil rosh. Next, the Amos says you have to wear it. You can't go without gish. You can't call a shchina. So the vad is hecha. She is chayt leilach begil rosh. Ufnei asoram. Rashaytin tzachle begil rosh. Din machus adina. Why? We didn't put him in mishpura. I don't know. But he writes din machus adina. And if you have to go between a judge and somebody who could have a yarmulke, you could go. You don't have to wear a yarmulke then. That's what he writes in the Akor on the bottom of the Sefer.
What's considered the covering the head?
Huh?
What is the shear of turning the head over?
There's a machlokes apaiskin. That's a different machlokes. Some hold it has to be rover rush, some sorry meter rush. As long as you can see from all four sides, you can see he's wearing yarmulke. Sometimes you have these nickel yarmulkes. And sometimes, you know, they put on the side of the head. If you look from one way, you don't see he's wearing a yarmulke. You have to wear a yarmulke in a way that's nickel from all sides. That's the cool of the kashita. The Shlomo Kluger holds it has to cover rover rush.
If it blends in, a lot of times it's the shear is enough, but they make it, you know, the hair color that you can't see it.
I mean, the color yarmulke.
The guy's wearing has black hair. You can't tell unless your mom is too close.
If it's the nickel yarmulke, it's probably.
I don't know. It's a shear. I've seen many times. It's a shear. It's a big yarmulke.
Yeah.
But it you know, it's a knitted and it's black, just like his hair.
I don't know if you can be seen. I mean,
you can't see it unless you're in the shear. You're seeing it.
Didn't ask for shear. Ask cover over rush. Ask cover over rush.
Right.
The Aruch HaShulchan and Siman Beis. The Aruch HaShulchan and Siman Beis Sifkan Yud. He says, the Mokan Hekruch, like going to Akkoyt, is mutter go out of Yamaka. So he substantiated what says in the Shatzian. That if you have to go to Akkoyt and they force you, if they tell you have to take off, it's usually take off your hat, they don't make it there for yarmulke. But I guess in Europe, if you make it there for yarmulke, then you can go without a yarmulke. The Tzarech Panasa. Are you allowed to take off a yarmulke for your job? The Moshe writes the Tshuva in Choshe Mishvot Chayotal, Simen Tzadi Gimel. He says, Parshat it's Mutter. Yina Mechuyif to Yimashim Amaynai. Because we spoke before about Yimashim Amaynai, you do some Yisrael Kum Vasei. It's a drive to Jabana, but he says there's no issue not to go out of Yarmulke. It's only a minute time. And he said, 1 second. Even according to the Taz, what you're asking. He says, even according to the Taz, the host is Shia of Chukasem, like Sereichel, so be it's alive. So even Makan, Hesed Mamain, there's issue of Kumasei. He says, but however, now Medina in America, he says, they're not doing far by desire. You go without Yamaka, it's not because when they're really religious people go out and do it to Torah's religion, it's okay. Here, they don't wear Yamaka, it's not because it's nothing to do religion, just that's the way they dress. Just like they're dressed. So, Mela, it's no issa, there's no issa of Chukasayim, even according to Taz, even the Taz, he writes, even the Taz, we might get smuta. But he says, he adds on, he's only talking when he's at the job. However, when he comes, and goes to the job, on the way to the job, let's say he's a lawyer. He has to go to court. So on the way to court, until he gets into the judge's chamber, the courtroom, or once he leaves the courtroom, he's mechuyav to put on a yarmulke, right? When he goes to a shuk, that's also right away. He used to make fun of him, doesn't look nice, he's a Jew and so on, there's no hetzer. So since he's not going to lose his job, then he's allowed to go. So it's not to get panosa. Then he should wear his yarmulke. Same thing again, speaks out of Moshe in a few places. He gets Moshe, Archaim Chayv Dalit, Simon Beis, and Simon Mem, Ois Yudalit, and also in Yeridea, Chayv Dalit, Simon Yudalit, Ois Gimel. So the same thing. And in Yeridea, he's Moisef, he says, Kudumani, that if you go with a hat, without a yarmulke, and there won't be much of that. This is the... But if, let's say, they don't want you to wear a yarmulke. But let's say you get away with wearing a cap or a hat, and then there won't be matzah then. Then the din is, sometimes you have employers, then the din is, you should wear a hat. Certain employers don't want you to, especially you go downstate Illinois and so on, where there's anti-Semitism, or they don't want you to know you're Jewish, so you should wear a cap then. Your boss doesn't want you to wear a yarmulke, so then you wear a cap then. The Shon Mitzvah Malacha in Simen Gimel Sifka now says, someone, he says a Kiddush over here, he says, someone's Mezalto, it goes to Gilu Rosh, even a Mokkan, where he's allowed to wear Yarmulke, but he doesn't want Yarmulke, of course, whatever reason. Then he writes, Yeshlaimi says, that he loses Chesed Kashis, and where's his Mokkan from a Shach? The Shach says in Yeridea, Cook your test, Sifkan your days. The Shach says that someone's Mezalzo and something that's Choma Ben Abiyas, even though the Einish is very light, he's Choshed on Dava Kal Ben Abiyas, even not Choma Mena, the Dinnit, you can't trust him on Kashas and other things. If someone goes with it, where he's Mezalzo something which is Ben Abiyas, is an important thing, who doesn't go without Yarmulke? So by us it's important, by you it's not important, then you can't trust him on Kashas and other things also.
You need a
yarmulke
to make a bracha?
It's a shy, we'll talk about this next thing now. The Masha the Tshuva, in our Chayim, Chayim, Sinemem, Aisi Dalet, he says a Kiddush, he says a Kiddush, that someone is followed even B'Shege, B'Gilu Rosh, since the Chayim, Dalem B'Gilu Rosh, so that's a chayken. You're going to the church. No one went. You tell you, if you're going to walk a hat, you wear a hat, you tell you, take off your hat. So now, since the way of others without yarmulke, it's a male kitam get rush, even the dinners, also to daven like that. And even to go into a shul, the give a rush is also. And if you do daven, the give a rush, he says, philosophy to Eva, it's a rasa with spala. You have to daven over again. But he ends off, tzarechim adina. That's how he ends off. However, I found the Alicha Shleimer, Chelgal, during basic Chelgal, Bina, Shemzama argues. Says, did you have it? You don't have to download this. Because in the Shaila, it is called the Chief, the Chas is Roshai. And it's a Chuma Yad Bi'ayma. And Chelgvav, and Ice, or Chayim Sim Tezvav, Ice Vav, he brings a strong raya, not like a Moshe from a Rambam, that says, when he writes the things you need to wear B'Shas Tefillah, he doesn't mention you have to cover your head. So Vaish says from the Rambam that the Rosh Nekula is not Nekula. And same thing I mentioned before the Gra. The Gra holds that they have to wear only Mitzala Musa.
Could be.
Obviously, Abiyam is tiny. He has a tiny.
He took that with
Hezron. That's what he writes.
So nice. If you have a guy that, because of Parnosa, he doesn't wear a yarmulke. And he's in a restaurant, he's not wearing a yarmulke. He eats something without.
So that's a different halacha. You have to say, bro, for the bracha, it's brought down, you should cover your head for the bracha.
So if he's in a position where he can't, he should not eat.
No, if he's in a position where he has no prayer and he has to eat, then he probably can make the bracha without, can he put his hand with his jacket on his head for a second? He can scratch his head. Okay. Someone will find somewhere to scratch his head.
Okay.
That second, the sleeve is over his head.
Does his hand on his, does his hand work?
No, not him. That's, it has to be taken.
Is that a
sheet
that if you're under a roof or something?
The Yekish, that's it. The Yekish kind of like that, under a roof. I don't know. I think for eating they make a bracha.
What?
I think even the old time Yekis used to not wear yarmulke at the house, but when they ate, they put on the yarmulke.
Right.
Shiloh, if you die without, if you make, make a bracha, no, you can match, probably make a bracha without a yarmulke. But the Meister Mikkel in, you have to try some Eitzah to do it. At least when it comes to Shem Hashem.
So you don't say Rosh Hashem, if you did that accidentally.
No, no. In the Sefer Das Neiter says the Mishbu speaks out in Sifkan Yiralov, even a cotton, Nochem Lagila di Kisarash, for a cotton you should cover his head. So when does that start? That starts, so Chaim Kineski writes in Sefer Das Neiter, as long as he keeps it on his head, then he should, you know, if he tries, you know, when he's 2 years old, he doesn't throw it, then put it on. You put it on, as long as he doesn't throw it off, that's the time to Mechanachim di Kisarash. And also, there's a Shai Tshuva. Shai Tshuva in Siman Beis Sifkan Gimel says by Mechetz, even though it means Chassidus, not to cover Rishai, but it says in Komokim, in Mechetz, he saw Medadikim, they cover the head with a Mapachas, with a towel. And Pimgon says that, and I said, at least, let's say a person goes to the mikveh. So let's say the marshal mikveh over here, right over here outside the shul in Peterson. It's right by the mikveh, so you don't have to wear yarmulke. But let's say the marshal, the one, the mikveh in Tui, you know, it's about 15, 20 feet until you get to the mikveh. So take your way yarmulke, you know you're not dressed, at least wear your yarmulke until you get to that, you can put your yarmulke down on that piece of cement over there. That's what people should do. Pima Garden speaks out, even by mechatz or by mikvah, you should not go to your rush until the last second. And same thing speaks out, that's the Prima Gaon, Eshavon, Sifkon Dalet. And also, the Kafachayim speaks out, same thing also, Sifkon Yizayim. And the Tshuva Mechatz Yitzchak, And Chayiv Dalas, the Messiah says that after a mechet, the first thing you should put on after you come out from mechet, the first thing you do is put on, you dry your head and you put on your yarmulke. All right, we'll stop here.